Okay, here we are. Today is Daf Lamed Tes. We're on the top of Lamed Tes, top line. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Ve'elu yirakos, these are the vegetables, she'adam yotze behen yidei chavasa b'Pesach, that a person can be yotze his mitzvah on Pesach. B'chazeres, with chazeres. What is chazeres? We'll see in a minute. Chazeres is lettuce. Chazeres is lettuce. Really?
Yeah.
Why? Chazeres is lettuce. Number two, tamcha. What's tamcha? The standard definition of tamcha is horseradish. Okay? The rest, the next three, we don't know what they are. Bechar, chavina, beolshin, ubamarar. Marar is a vegetable called marar. You can use those three. Does the article translate them? No. Yotzin behen, you can be yotze, bein balachin, whether they're moist, bein yevashin, whether they're dry, avalo kvushin, not pickled, lo shlukin, not cooked, lo mivushalin, not different kind of cooked, right? Umitzdarfin lekezayas, and they can be mitzdarif for a kezayas. What does that mean? Says Rashi, im ein lo me echad mehem kezayas. If you don't have a kezayas of one, aval yesh lo mizeh chatzizayas umizeh chatzizayas. I have a kezayis of that, and half a kezayis of that. Mitzdarfin ze in ze, kedei lotzeis yidei chavasa. Okay? The Sfatemet says, first of all, it's a funny lashon. He says, first of all, why'd the Mishnah break up and say, wet, dry, cooked, not cooked, and then go back and say, oh, and there can be mitzdarf for a kezayis? Should have said, five items, and they're mitzdarf. And by the way, they can't be cooked, they can't be... Why'd the Mishnah break up that...
Cook it and bake it.
What? 1 second. That's question number one. Question number two. How come we don't say anything about matzah? I have half a kezayis of wheat and half a kezayis of barley. I'll bake it together and make a matzah. Would that work? Mishnah didn't say. Also five things for matzah. Question number three. He says that doesn't even make sense. Mitzdarfin likezayis. It should say that. What should it say? What did he want it to say? Mitzdarfin ze'im ze' likezayis. Therefore, he has a whole nother shot, basically what Mati says, that it has to do with the cooking. With the mitzdarf, the kezayis, if it cooks in the mitzdarf, the whole complicated answer. The question is a good question, but I think we pass in that it can combine for a kezayis anyway.
Yeah, we do it. We take marr, and if you can't handle all the marr, you put a little marr on the...
You use a little salad, exactly. Not salad, lettuce.
Romaine.
Right, romaine lettuce, exactly. Anyway, viyotin bekelach shalahen.
You don't do that to combine a kezayis. You do that because it's a kezayis of the lettuce, but you want to have the taste of the... Yeah.
We're going to get to that today.
No, but the ideal marar is not the strong one. It's the lettuce.
You use marar. It's hard to do it inside.
Right.
Because it's too strong.
Yeah, when you get done after today's daf, you're not going to use Roman leather. You're not going to use horseradish anymore.
Okay.
Roman
leather.
This is the one
that's
why
I'm
on the smart.
Yeah, what?
You don't have
the
to use.
The Roman lettuce is the
idea. Yeah. Brought in smart, and after today's smart, I only use Roman lettuce.
Right. I don't even bother with it.
I filled the smart inside just to get all the taste.
Exactly, and have it on the potato plate.
Exactly.
That's all. Ubavada, what am I up to? Ubudamai, you have to be kalash and you can use a stalk. Ubudamai, and with demai. Umay sari, showing she not let truma, so my sari, we took truma off. Umay sasheni, the hektish and iftu. Okay, that's all edible, it's all good. You can make yourself into an oni and you get demai, and you can use my sasheni, that the hektish that you redeemed, no problem. Chazeres, what's chazeres? Chasa. Chasa, Rashi says, is lituga. That's lettuce. It's an old French word for lettuce. Nobody disputes that. Although, olshin, what's olshin? Hindvi. Do they translate these words?
Yeah, they do.
What's hindvi?
Endives.
Endives, okay. Amar Rabba. What?
Chicory.
Okay. Amar Rabba Barbarachana Tamkisa Shema. It's called Tamkisa. Right? The Mishnah Berurah says that's called what we call today chrein, which is horseradish. Okay. Charchavina, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Atavsa de Dikla. It's something that goes connected to the decal tree. Ubumarar Mararisa. Marah is some bitter herb called Marah. We don't know what it is. Tani bar kapara, edel yirakos sha'adam yotzeben. These are the things you're allowed to use. Yidei chavatza b'peitach. Olshin, olshin, tamcha, charchalin, charchavinin, ubechazirin. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af olshe sadeh, you can use olshe sadeh, v'olshe gina, or olshe gina, v'chazeres, and chazeres. Olshe gina v'chazeres, hatana le'resha. We already learned that, those two. Yeah, achi kamar, af olshe sadeh, ka olshe gina v'chazeres. Right. Rameir Omer, af asvas, v'tura, umar yurar. Did it translate those?
No.
Amaler Yosi, asvas v'tura echaru. That's the same thing. Mar zehu yaror. And the mar, the bitter one, is called yaror. Fine. Tana d'bei, Rabbi Shmuel. Elu yirakot sh'adam yotzim b'dei chavatza b'pezah. These are the ones you can use. Chazeres, olshin, b'tamcha, b'charvinin, b'charginin, u'b'hardufnin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, av chazeres, yolin, v'chazeres galim. But excellent. Kiyotze behen, Rabbi Eloi Omar, Mishum Rabbi Lazar, af arkalbalim, you can use that. V'chazarti akol tamidav, I asked everybody, v'kibikashti li chaver, v'lo matzasi, I'm trying to find out what it is, I couldn't find anybody. Kishavaz zofnei Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, hodel l'dvarai. He agreed with me with what I said about all the mar you're allowed to use. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol sheyesh bo sara, any vegetable that has sharp, means sharp?
Sap.
No, it has a sap. Like it's some comes out of it, some liquid comes out of it. Like celery, no liquid comes out of that. Tomato, yeah. So I'm not sure what this means exactly. What it means, sap comes out, I'm not sure what it means. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, kol shepanav machsifin. Any vegetable that the panav is machsifin, that it doesn't look green. Is that what it means?
It's pale green.
It's a pale green as opposed to a bright green?
Yeah.
Okay. Acher momrim, another vart, kol b'yarak mar, every vegetable that's bitter, yesh lo sara pupara machtifin, has both elements anyway. Amar Yochanan, midivre kula nilmad mar, yarak mar, we heard from here that what's a yarak mar? Yesh bo sara pupara machtifin, has both elements. Rashi says, kol hamafarshin shemos hayirakos, all the people that were explaining the names of all these vegetables, kigon, masnisin, v'tana de bar kapara, v'rav Yehuda, v'rav Meir, v'tana de b'shmuel, kulan lamadnu, from all of them we learn, sha'amarar, yesh lo sarav, upanav machsifin, right? Shebechal ha'irak was halalu, rowan anu bohen ha'simanim halalu. We see all these simanim. Just someone points out over here, the Mishmeres Kahuna points out that Rabbi Yehuda, who Rashi quotes in his list of people, only held he needed one element. He only held that it has to have saraf. He didn't mention anything about the pun of being green, the paleness of the green. So why does Rashi throw him in here? That's a good question. Okay. Amravuna, halacha kacherim, and halacha kacherim. That's basically how we paskin. It has to have two elements. The Mishnah Berurah discusses it. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch discusses it.
Does lettuce have a sap?
I don't know. Okay, listen to this Gemara. I have nothing to say on that Gemara because we don't know what those things are. Ravina, Ashkechel of Acha Berei Durava, Dehave Mahader Amararisa. Ravina saw Rav Acha, the son of Rava, that was looking after a bitter vegetable. Amale, my daitacha, the Maririn Tvei? What's the matter with you? You're looking for the most bitter one? You're trying to be a real fruit? Look for the bitter herb, v'chazeres tanan. But the Mishnah says he should use lettuce. V'ha tana debe Shmuel chazeres. V'amar of Oshia mitzvah bechazeres. V'amar of Rava my chazeres. What's chazeres? Chasa. Chazeres is lettuce. V'am my chasa. Why is it called chasa? Shtechas harachmana ilavein. Hashem had pity on us. Why? V'amar Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Bionason, Lama Nimshulu Mitzriim Kimorar. Why were the Mitzriim like Morar? What way? Lama Lacha, Ma Morar Zeh, Shetchilas Arach. Just like this Morar starts off soft. V'sofo Kasha, and it ends off being bitter, hard. Af Mitzriim, Tchilasan Raka, V'sofon Kasha. So too, the Shibud started off soft, and it ended off being terrible. Amale, hadari li, hadari bi, I take it back. I take what back? So 1 second, before we get that. So people always say, I don't use lettuce for maror, it doesn't taste bitter. It tastes like lettuce. I have that every day of my life. Right?
The root, they say, is very...
So what do they say? The root. What does the Gemara say? No, it ends up like that. That's exactly why you should use lettuce. Because the point of when you're eating it, this doesn't taste bitter. Right? So too, the shiva didn't start off like this. It didn't start off bitter. It started off very nice. And then slowly, if we wait around, it's going to become... People always say that. Oh, I don't use lettuce. That's bitter. What kind of joke is that? It's a gemarish against this gemara. Right? And not only that, what does he say? What does he say? This ravacha? I retract. I retract what? Right?
You won't get the most bitter one.
Exactly. Because the Sfasamis explains, what's he retracting? What, he didn't do anything wrong. What did he do wrong?
He's more mocking around himself.
Oh, so he says like this. I'll read it inside. You have to hear the Hebrew. Yesh lahavin. Madua chazer bo lagamri malach zachar yerek amar biyosha. What's wrong with going after a bitter herb? Harei af mitzvah lechachil bechazeres. Even though it's true, it's a mitzvah lechachil bechazeres. Adayin yesh lomar. Shem lo yimtza chazeres. We're going to learn. If you can't find chazeres, get another one. Don't say, well, if I don't have the chazeres, I'm not doing maror. No, use horseradish. If you can't get chazeres, use horseradish. As a matter of fact, the Chacham Tzvi says, we're going to see it in a minute, why didn't anyone ever use lettuce in Europe? Because they couldn't get it. They didn't have. In Poland, in the winter, in the end of the winter, when Pesach comes, who had lettuce? Who had fresh green vegetables? Unheard of. So what did he do wrong? What do you mean I retract? Right? What is he retracting? Says the Sfas Emes. Shehikshalo al ikr hamaila. He's taking back the ikr maila. Sheyachzer achayerek hamar biyosef. To go after the most bitter. I take that back. That was a wrong way to go to the vegetable store. I went to the vegetable store looking for the most... No, I take that back. That's the... Take back that I'm using mar. I'm nothing to take back. I'm allowed to use mar. I'm allowed to use horseradish. It's 100% mutter. Don't let anyone tell you that. It's 100% mutter. What am I taking back? That I shouldn't be looking for that. If I can find lettuce, I'll use lettuce. It's a much better option. Right? Sharei nachon yoser lehepach. Just the opposite. Lachzar achar yerek she'enu mar kolkach. Kimo chasa. Like lettuce. Kedei l'rameis, to remind you, shechaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleinu v'ga'alnu mi'mitzrayim. That Hashem took us out. It tastes bitter. That doesn't taste bitter. Kind of, that's right, because it wasn't that bitter. It was bitter for a while, and it took you out. It's just the opposite. It's such an amazing thing, right? The whole, v'gam al kach shebitchil l'sheivadnu osan ha'mitzvim bofen rach. And the shiva started off nice and soft. Right, everyone knows, the measure says, the mitzvim said, we'll have a building campaign, who wants to come help, right? It wasn't slavery. Who has to pitch in a little bit? You come for an hour a day. We're all going to come. Everyone's coming. And then before you know it, a few months or years go by, only the Jews are there. And now it's slavery. It didn't start off like that. It started off as a big building campaign, right? He took that back. He took that mentality back. That's what he took back. That hashkafa he took away. He realized it's the wrong hashkafa. Now, where am I? Amalei Rav Bechumi La'abaya. Mimaydahai maror. Okay, so now we're going to have a whole thing. Maybe it doesn't even mean a vegetable. So, you know what? Let's learn it. Amalei Rav Chumi La'abaya. Mimaydahai maror min yerekuk. So who said maror even means a vegetable? Ema mararisa dekufya. Maybe it's a bitter kind of fish. Maybe that's what it is. Who says it's a vegetable? Doesn't say. It says al matza umaror yuchlu. Who said it's a vegetable? Dumi de matza. Ma matza gedule karka. Af maror gedule karka. Right? The ema seifa. The ema hirduf. Maybe it's hirduf. It's some bitter. It's some. I think it's what Moshe Rabbeinu threw into the mara to make it sweet. Some bitter bark. No, dumi de matza. Ma matza means royim. Matza comes from a seed. Af mara means royim. It's not a tree. It's a seed. Ve'ema herzifu. Maybe it's herzifu. It's some kind of poison. It's an animal poison. So dumi de matza. Ma matza shekach b'kesef meiser. Just like matza you buy with meiser money. Af maror shenigach b'kesef meiser. So to maror, you have to buy it with meiser money, and you don't buy poison with meiser money. You're not allowed to. Amalei rabba bar chanan labaya. What? It has to be able. You can't buy water. You can't buy. I love water. You can't spend money meiser money on water. You can't spend meiser money on salt. It's not food. You can't spend meiser money on poison. Amalei Rav Chanan bar, even if it won't hurt you, even if it won't hurt you, that's not available. Amalei Rav bar Rav Chanan la'abaya, ema marachad, maybe, marachad, what does it mean marachad? One time, right? So the answer is merarin, because if it says plural, right? Ve'ema merarin trei, maybe it means two. Well, to me the matzah. Ma matzah meaning harvey, af mara meaning harvey. Right? Amar rabba barbar huna amarav, yirakot sha'amru chachamim sha'adam yotzin nechavaso, bepetach, kulam nizruan baruga achas. All of them can be sown in one patch. I can take all five, if I knew what they were, and sow them all together. Live memory, the lesson was from Klayim. Oh, there's no Klayim? I'm going to make horseradish and lettuce together? You're not going to do that. Masav Rava. Rava asked, right? It says in the Mishnah in Klayim like this. Chazeres, the Chazeres Galim. Olshin, the Olshay Sadeh. Kreshin, and Kreshi Sadeh. Kuzbar, and Kuzbar Sadeh. Chardal, the Chardal Mitzri. V'chein, the Dalat Mitzri. The Harmutza. All these things, Enam Klayim Zebezeh. Why not? Because they're really the same thing. The same thing. So not Klayim with Olshin and then the wild Olshin. It's the same thing. Okay. That's Mashma. Chazeres, the Chazeres Galen in, it's okay. But Chazeres, the Olshin low. But Chazeres and Olshin is not okay. So what do you see? How could you take a plant all five at one time? You're not allowed to. It's Klayim. Right? V'chi tema. And if it means kulum bahadi kadadi katani la, right? The only problem is if you do, I'm not sure what this question means. Rashi says that the b'chol hani ka'amar the enon klayim zebezeh. All these together, there's no klayim. Chol chazeres olshin creation. What does that mean? Well, right? V'chi tema kulu bahadadi katani la. When the Mishnah said, Einam klayim zebezeh, what does that mean? Right? So, v'ha'amar rab, zugos katani. It's all the pairs are here. So, it can't give me that answer. So, how can you make a statement you can plant all five at one time? Mine is right. What did he mean when he said you can plant them all at one time? He didn't mean Klayim. He meant the Amar Rav Nizra'an Kilchasim. You can plant them in one patch, Kalacha, not making a Klayim. Kilchasim Tanina, that's old news. Aruga Shishishal Shisha Tvachim. If you have a patch that's 5x5, Zeruin Besocha, Chamisha Zeronin, you can plant five seeds in there, Arba Al Arbaruchos, four on each one of the square, on which one of the lines of the square, Varuga Achas Bemta, and one in the middle. So that's old news already. You can plant five in one patch. Mazatayim, I would have thought Hanimili Bizwayin, that's only by seeds. Apple Biyarakos, low. But by vegetables, no. Kamash Milan, even by vegetables. Like this. Lememra, you mean to tell me that Yarakos Alima Mizwayim, that Yarakos are stronger than Zwayim? I would have thought Yarakos, you cannot do it. Kamash Milan, you can do it. Which means Yarakos are stronger. I mean, what do you mean by stronger? There's less reason to believe that you can plant them in such and such a small area. They need more area. They need more area, less of a reason. I need them to tell me now that you can say the same halacha by vegetable, meaning vegetables need more space. But nan, kol minei zroim ein zroim baruga achas. Not all seeds you could do this. But kol minei yirakos zeruanim baruga achas. But all yirakos you could. What do you, it's not stronger, they're weaker. So the Gemara answers, Ma'adatim, I would have thought, Hani Maror min Zroyim Ninu, that Maror are seeds, Kamash Malan, that they're not. Zroyim Solkadaitach? Why would I think that? Vatnan Yirakos, Vitani Barkapari Yirakos, Vitani Barshmu Yirakos. Right? Chazeretz Itzrichole. My question would have been on the Chazeretz. Sakadaitach, Hid Holvasav Lehikashos, since they get hard. Nisivle Ravcha Satve, maybe it needs more space. Lavam Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Kelach Shel Kruv. You have a stalk of a kruv. What's a kruv? A cabbage shehuksha that got hard. Marchiv and lo beis rova. You have to give it even a larger area. Alma, what do you see? Kivin de so full of hacho, since it ends up being hard. You have Yinali Rav Chetvei, you need more space. Ha Chanami, Nesivli Rav Chetvei, it needs more space. Kamash Milan, we don't say that. Okay? Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Simon. Where is this? It's in Tuf Ayin Gimel. Tuf Ayin Gimel. It's amazing because the entire halachas of Marar is in one sif in Shulchan Aruch. Not a sim. It doesn't even get a sim. It's one sif. It says Elu Yirakos Shiotim Dechavaso Chazeres Olshin. Tamcha, Char Chavina, Maror, right? V'yotzin behen, ba'olin, you can use the leaves, shalahan, or v'kilchem, we'll get to that in a minute, avalo b'shoresh, you can't use roots. V'melo chazeres, if you don't have chazeres, yachzer achar rishon rishon kifiseh d'shem shenuyim, then go in the order of the list. So chazeres is the first choice. Why is chazeres the first choice? It's the first one in the Mishnah. If you don't have chazeres, then go to number two. You can't get that, go to number three. You can't get that, go to number four. You can't get that, go to number five. So, which is why chazeres is still number one. It's another reason why it's number one. What kind of halach is that? We don't find that by matzah. The Mishnah lists five things for matzah. Did anyone ever say, oh, wheat is better than something else?
What's the first one on the list?
Wheat.
Exactly.
But who said it's better? There's no halacha like that in Shulchan
Aruch.
We use wheat, that's because it's the easiest to use. It's the cheapest. Is it? There's no halacha that he should.
Cheaper than wheat.
What?
But barley doesn't taste good.
But there's no halacha like that. There's no halacha like that that the Shulchan Aruch will say, you should go in the order of the list. There's no halacha like that.
You don't have that anywhere else?
No, there's a bunch of places. There's a halacha on what kind of ink you're allowed to use for a get. And the Mishnah lists five inks. There's no halacha. You should use the first. I don't know. But there's no halacha like that. All of a sudden here is a halacha. Why? So a great vart. What's the last one on the list? The last one on the list is Mara. Why is that last? Shouldn't that be first? It's the Mara. It's the most big. It's called Mara. That's the last one that's mentioned. Obviously, this list is Ma'akev. This list is intentional. It's an intentional list. Otherwise, why on earth would Mara be last? You know why? Because it's the least chashuv. The third reason, another reason why you should go after chazeres is the best one. Is that the most bitter? It's exactly the point. The Mishnah puts the bitter one at the end. And the Shulchan Aruch says, go in the order of the list. You don't find that by other halachas. Go in the order of the list. Yeah, we use wheat, and we use this ink. There's no halacha like that. It might be practical, it might be better. A halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, go after the order of the list? You don't find that. Only here you find such a thing. Why? Because the list itself, the read the list, Mara is the last one. Why is that? The Gemara doesn't talk about it. The Shulchan Aruch talks about it. So let me read you for a minute from the Chacham Tzvi. You know, there's this movement out there not to use lettuce, not because it's not bitter. They claim it's not really the lettuce of the Gemara. You ever heard that movement? Some movement out there. Anyway,
Who moved it
exactly? So listen to this. The Chacham Tzvi in Shalos and Shuvah Siman Kuf Yudes was being mezakeh the rabbim, the inyan, mitzvahs achilas mara. He writes like this. Ra'isi, kitov lahodia. It's important for me to point out. Shechazeres hashnuya b'mishnasenu, chazeres. Ubaloshen chachamim chasa, lettuce. Shemitzvah lachzer alav, kiu harosh v'rishon, hashanah b'mishnasenu. It's the first one on the list. Hu yarek, hanikr baloshen askenaz. It's called in German, in Yiddish. Salat, right? And Ubalosh and Svard, Salata. Same thing. V'shem etzem shalohu lituga B'chol halashonos, it's called lituga. Rashi calls it lituga. Sheshamati biturgma the Italia, the Ashkenaz, the Svar, u Portugal, the Sifrei Refuos, in medical books, the Hateva, and in nature, Karun Oso, La Tuga, Salat. You have a doubt what it is? There's no doubt what it is. The Ein Bo Shum Safek u Pikbuk Va'olam. There is no doubt over here. V'yesh lo ha-simanim ha-amurim b'r'tsug yaseinu. It also follows all the simanim. Rabbi Huda said it has saraf, and Rabbi Yochanan Berbroka said the pun of his machzifin, and it's tchilas ra, v'sof ha-kasha, tchilas ha-matuk, v'sof ha-mar, starts off sweet, ends up bitter, all this. U'mashlo nogul echol mitzvos mara ba'artos Ashkenaz u'Poland. How can no one eat it? Kivon sheba'artos elu karot, they were cold. The ein min zeh matzah b'zman Pesach, he couldn't find it. Or they didn't know what it was. They didn't experts in the names of what these things meant. Like the Sfaradim were. They don't know what it was. They took crane. Chacham Tzvi writes that if you eat crane, yotzel lekilkel. It's going to end up being a problem. Who could eat that? It's so sharp. You can't even eat a half a kazayas. It's going to hurt you. It's going to damage your body. It's going to hurt you. They're not going to do more. The ah, ha-charedim l'dvar Hashem. The charedim. You're chared for dvar Hashem. Means you're very passionate. That's what a charedim means. It means someone who's passionate. The ochlim kazayas michrein miskantim bo. You're giving yourself a, you're putting your health in danger. Umasik shebemakom chazeres shuwe lituga. Salat shchicha in a place where you can get lettuce. Kimo ba'ari Amsterdam, the Hamburg, the Shar Ari Ashkenaz. Ah, shu odenu katan ma'od. Achrenu sakana ve'ein bo mitzvah. You hear this? V'chol shenaga l'kim b'libo. Yikai mitzvah. If you care about doing mitzvahs, you'll do it the right way. V'yikna al tuga salat l'shem mitzvahs maror im hu biyoker. Unless it's crazy expensive. Then he says, the Chassam Sofer, who lived 100+ years after that.
Who wrote that first?
That was the Chacham Tzvi. He was the father of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Then the Chassam Sofer, who died like in 18, I think he died in 1808, he writes, he agreed with the Chacham Tzvi, and he said to all of his Rebbeim did it like that. Ella, b'makom, she'ein mi, she'yivdok osam mitalayim, if you can't get the bugs out, then batter adif lital chrein, then use the chrein. Because you're running, that's also a big aveira to eat bugs, right? Af shalachasa yesh maila. Chasa is better. Why? Shu rishona, it's the first one on the list. Vegam yesh remez sheshmo chasa lezachar shachas Hashem aleinu. Hashem had pity on us, right? Mikol makom still. And yesh b'chashash tolayim, if you're going to run into problems with bugs, adif lital tamcha hashnuya v'ashlisha mishnah. Second one on the list or third one on the list, fine. Right. He says it also is a remes to Tamcha, because the letters Tamcha, Tav Mem Chav Hei, stand for Tamid Misaprim Kivod Hashem. The Kivod Kael. It's always speaking about the glory of Hashem. Okay? Listen to the Netziv. The Netziv wondered, he told his son, his son was Reb Chaim Berlin, he told him, Sheyim Shoch Yadav Me'achilas Chorein. You shouldn't use Chorein. Why? Shuki Chorevis Laguf. Because it kills the body. V'atorah derachea darachi noam. How could the Torah... That's on the list. It's hard to say that. It is on the list. Right? Hashem doesn't do mitzvahs to hurt you. Mikol shkein b'lel seder achar tainis. After you fasted because you're a bechor. U'shtiyas yayin. Right? And you drank so much wine. Ela yochal chasa l'morar. Right? Derach pikudecha. You know what that is? Derach pikudecha. Somebody called the B'nai Yitzhakar. Right, for the Hasidic people, Shiyoti the Chovas Mar B'Yerek Shekarin Salad, same thing. Umay Haroy LaHadra Achav Ki Eino Charif Kolkach. It's not that charif. V'Yiyag Yachal L'Kayim Mitzvot Kitikuna Lechal Kezayis B'Vazachas U'Levarich Aleihem. You need more than this? I have nothing against it. People use it. It's great. My wife's family uses it every year. They all dying over there. They're so foolish every year. It's like a 45-minute break, so they can get their gusto back and continue. Right? They're all out. Okay.
I think
You look at all these sources. What are you doing?
You say foolish. It's not foolish. People have Mitzrayah.
I understand.
No, the Mitzrayah. The Mitzrayah is because they didn't have in Europe.
Right.
The confine. It's not Mitzrayah.
It's not a Mitzrayah.
It's a lack of alternative.
It's not a Mitzrayah. It became. I understand what you said. It turned into a Mitzrayah.
Why can't you switch it back?
It turned into a Mitzrayah. So sometimes maybe you start to a Gadol. But all the Gadolim said, this is something that if you evaluate it, it might be wise to change the Masorah a little bit. And like what Mati said, sprinkle.
Still they say, wait, but still they say that you shouldn't leave the cap of the jar off, so it should...
The Gra says that. He says it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah says that. Leave the cap off, a little bit it should dissipate. By the way, Mati had a very good point before. You want to keep the Masorah, so sprinkle a little bit.
Yeah. As
this is That's all. No, there are people that really... Not only that.
My father uses real horseradish.
Yeah,
my father. I'm always using real horseradish.
And his face turns beet red.
And I'll tell you something.
It's another thing that changed.
And I'll tell you something. The rabbi used to daven in the davenite. Didn't use ground horseradish.
They used the sticks.
The regular horseradish, the capital horseradish.
Yeah.
Cut it a concise off.
Yeah.
And he put it in his mouth and chewed it. And it turned red. And you know what he said after he did it?
What?
By the doctor to get in there.
What does that mean?
By the Germans, it was worse.
I understand. So by the way, that's the exact.
Listen, this guy.
That's the exact.
This rub was not a bunch of you.
I understand, but that's the exact opposite. That's the exact opposite sentiment that the Gemara says.
Exact.
The Germans, it was worse. That's the exact opposite sentiment the Gemara said. The Gemara says that Hashem was chas on you.
Yeah.
Right, and it started off not bad. Right. It's the exact opposite. I'm not.
The Germans started off bad.
I understand. The Seder night is not about the Germans. It's not about the Germans.
It's not Tisha B'Av.
It's not about the Germans.
I'll tell you though.
It's not about that. The Germans, it was worse. It was worse. It's not about that.
Personal anecdote. Yeah. When the eighth Mara table.
Yeah, we got it.
She asked my father every year the same thing. She asked, why do we have to eat this? We went through it. Why do we have to eat it? And we don't remember.
So the answer is, and Aflam B'Tesamad Aleph, Ravina says to Ravacha, because Hashem had Rachmanis on us.
Yeah.
Now, it's very hard to tell a survivor, Hashem, what kind of Rachmanis?
Yeah.
I understand,
yeah.
I understand. It's a very Hashkafic, it's a very big Hashkafic. It's a big Hashkafic topic. It's not about that.
And believe me, she meant it very sincerely.
Right.
Said,
I understand. I understand. I understand. So, by the way, what do you think people in the Midbar said? What is this? I lived through it.
Yeah.
Right? So Baruch Hashem, for 50 years, she was able to be a Seder again. And 6 million of her sisters and brothers were not. So I want to tell you.
So that's the answer. So every year my father answers that.
Right? Question. Okay.
You're here. You're not there. You're here.
Okay. Next. To that. How are we going to finish this? We'll try. Yotzin behen bein balach and bein mivation. You can use wet or dry. Amr of chitzta lo shan el bekelach. That's only if it's with the stalk. Avo ba'alad. If you're using the leaves, balachin in, mivation lo. They can't be dried out leaves. That's not leaves. Has to be wet. Not doesn't mean wet. It means fresh. Probably the kind of seifa, but the seifa said bekelach shalahen. You could use stalks. Mechlal de bereisha olin. Right, the reisha was olin, whether they're wet or dry. Not like Rav Chisda. No, Perusha Kamafar. She was explaining himself. Ki katani bein balach and bein bivation akelach. Wet or dry is on the stalk, but the leaves must be wet. Meishvei a long brisa here. It says yotzin behen. You can be yotze with them, meaning what, with lettuce? Ube kelach shalahen, and with a kelach. Bein lach and bein yveshin divra meir. Chachamim omrim, lach and yotzen behen, yveshin ein yotzen behen. Veshavin she yotzen behen kemushin. You can use kemushin. Avalo kvushin, not pickled. Lo shlukin, not cooked. Lo muvushalin, not a different kind of cook. Kol shal davar, the rule is, kol she yesh bo tamara yotzen bo. Kol she ein bo tamara ein yotzen bo. Okay? What's the kasha? That all in are good no matter what? No, tirgama kelach. Now that was only going on the kelach part, about the drying. But the all in must be moist. Tan Rabbanan, ain yotzin behen kemushin. They can't be kemushin, some kind of pickling. Mishum Rulazib Tadak Amru, yotzin behen kemushin. You can. Boy Rama Barakama, Maush Yot Adinchavasa Bamor Shal Maisa Shani be Yerushalayim. What about more of Maisa Shani in Yerushalayim? Same question. By the way, it's another reason why horseradish is a problem, because many people do soak it. They do soak it to get the bitterness a little bit less bitter. If you do that, you're running into kemushin problems.
Right.
You can't soak it for 24 hours. You just have to be aware of that. That's a real shiloh. Anyway, what about using the Meiser Sheni Maror in Yerushalayim? Same thing we had by Matzah, same question. So I'll leave it there. It's not a kasha. Hashta, Matzah, daraisa nafik. Matzah was the daraisa, we allowed it. Rabbi Akiva allowed it. Mara derabanan mibaya. Right? Ki tibaya lach aliba derab Yossi. Haglili. Because Rabbi Yossi who did not allow it for matzah. What about mara? My. Matzah daraisa del nafik av mara derabanan nafik. Matzah daraisa would not allow it. Mara, yeah, maybe yeah. Oh, dilma. No. Call the tikkun rabbanan. Okay, daraisa tikkun. Whenever we make a derabanan, we pattern it on a daraisa. And therefore, it would also not be good. Amarav, Mestavi, Matzu, Mara. Mestavi wouldn't allow it. He didn't allow Matzu, he's not going to allow Mara either. Right? Because they're both thrown out of the same pot. They're both the same pasuk. Okay. Next. This is a halacha that doesn't really come up today. Nobody really does this. But anyway, Ein Shorin is Hamorsin L'Tarin Golem. You can't soak Morsin, is bran, for the chickens. Aval Chaltin. But you're allowed to scald it in very hot water. Right? Ha'isha, now a woman, lo tishra, because the scalding retards the leavening process, it won't turn into chametz. But if you soak it, it will. Right? Ha'isha, a woman, lo tishra es hamorsin, she shouldn't soak the bran, shetolid biyada, that's in her hands, lemerchatz, when she's going to the bathhouse, because it's going to, leaven, it's going to rise, avol safal hubibisra yavish, she can smear it on her skin when it's dry. She wants to use it for like some kind of medicine or some kind of cream, whatever. Lo yilos adam chitin v'nicha makaso. You can't chew because there's no water. What about sweat? I think they get around that. Lo yilos adam chitin. You can't chew wheat. Then v'nicha makaso. You take that out of your mouth and you put it on a wound. Why? Then she machmas. It says mechametz. Tana rabbanan. El dvarim she'ein be'boil dechimutz. The following things don't turn into chametz. What are they? Ha'afui, baked what? Baked dough, mevushel, cooked dough, chalot, scalded dough, shechalot or roschim, that it's very, very hot. Right? The Gaon already asked all these things, because we don't know what these things, we don't know how these things do not make it chametz. We don't know what this is. To put scalding, nobody, you can't put water on, you can't do that. Put scalding water, it's not going to make it left, make it right. We don't know what that means. The Gaon already didn't know what that meant, and they offered it. So, does anyone ever... No one does it today. 1 second. So, the Gemara says, Mevushal ad mevashalei mechama. But, while it's cooking, the water, it doesn't start off being boiling hot. Because if it starts off being boiling hot, that's scalding. So, it starts off regular water, so it's going to get... It's going to turn into chametz before the cooking finishes. So Amar Papa, no. Ha'ashloi, ha'afloi, shebishluka Amar. We're talking about cooking, baking that's already cooked. Meaning, after it was baked, it can't become chametz now. I think that's what Rashi says. Lechem shenefa, lechem that was baked. Kal masha shiru b'mayim eno machmetz. Right? So if you need a Gemara, the talks against Gebra, it's right here you go. After it's baked, now I can put it in water. Now I can cook it. I think that's what it means. Right? Is that what it means? Ha'afu shebishuluk amar. Right? Once it's baked, it can't become chametz if it's cooked afterwards. Tanya, one more minute. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer. Kemach, flour. Shenafa al-tocho delech. That water is dripping on it. Afilu kola yom kulo enabol adei chimetz. It won't become chametz. Amar of papa v'huda avid tif lahadi tif. As long as the dripping is constant. As long as the stuff is being worked on, it doesn't turn chametz. So if the dripping is constant, drip, 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 it's being worked on, it doesn't turn into chametz. Again, what that exactly, I think the Mr. Verse says we don't know what that means. We don't know how this works, we don't know all the details about that, so it's a big issue. We'll stop here. I'm a Deber of Sheila. I'm a Deber of Sheila, Vasika Shari, Vasika's mutter. I have a Tanya Vasika Aser. Someone said, what is Vasika? Lokasha. When is the mutter, the Avid B'mishcha Milcha? When it's made with oil and salt. Ha, the avida b'maya u'milcha. When it's made with water and salt, that's where it's a problem. It's some kind of bread. It's made with somehow with the water it becomes chametz. That's a problem. With oil it doesn't, because we said oil doesn't make turn things into chametz. All right, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Can I make
this is the useful stuff that I can, if you remember.
Sure. Why?
Because I want to hand.